The town of Springfield has struggled with job and population loss long before news broke that one of its largest employers, the local hospital, is losing money. And so if Springfield Hospital closes, it would be a big blow to a town that's trying to reinvent itself following the collapse of the machine tool industry decades ago. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has this look at the intertwined struggles of the town and the hospital.
Josh Dufresne really wants to see Springfield Hospital survive.
I was born here in 1977 in Springfield, Vermont, in this hospital, actually maybe in this office that we're sitting in right now, which is a little weird.
Dufresne has worked here at Springfield Hospital for 14 years, and he was named acting CEO when the former CEO resigned following the news that the hospital lost $14 million over the past 2 years. Dufresne remembers when Springfield machine shops operated at capacity, and the region was known as Precision Valley because of the high-tech gears and tools that were made there and sold all over the world. But most of the machine shops are now closed, and Springfield's population has been declining. And that means the number of inpatients discharged from Springfield Hospital declined by more than 20% over the past 10 years.
And part of it is the realization that Springfield area has changed. It's not what it once was. And it's going to force us to change as a healthcare organization to stay alive.
And those changes so far haven't been easy. Springfield Hospital recently laid off 27 people as part of its cost-cutting measures. And the decision earlier this month to close the hospital's childbirth center was seen as a blow to the hopes of bringing in more young families to town. Almost 700 people work at the hospital, so Springfield's economy needs the hospital, and the hospital needs a vibrant Springfield.
Okay, I want to thank you all so much for being here this evening. We are so incredibly
The Springfield Regional Chamber of Commerce holds a mixer every month, and tonight they're at Flying Crow Coffee House, Springfield's newest downtown shop.
And how long has it been since Springfield had a coffee shop, and how excited are we?
Downtown Springfield is in rough shape. When you drive into town, you pass rows of abandoned factories, and there are plenty of empty stores fronting rundown buildings along Main Street. Springfield Hospital can take on all of the cost-saving measures it wants, but if the town doesn't bring in more young families, it might be all for naught. Ben Belaski came out for the chamber mixer, and he said Springfield's behind the efforts to save the hospital.
Yeah, I think the people in Springfield are really resilient, and we're a pretty hardy bunch after what we've been through in the past. And I think the whole community is really rallying around kind of the efforts at the hospital right now to keep things moving forward and make sure that, you know, it doesn't come to the worst.
Belaski is exactly the kind of person Springfield officials want to attract. He's 29. He grew up here in Springfield, moved away, and then returned. He works in the solar industry, and he just bought a house in town. And he says young people like him are ready to turn the page on the town's tortured past.
Yeah, I think for a while people were, you know, really devastated by all the gear shapers and the shops closing in Springfield. And I think it took a while for the town to kind of get over the fact that we were no longer the kind of economic powerhouse that we once were. And so now, you know, I think there's this renewal here downtown.
The town has a long list of development projects in the queue, though it's still not clear if the money will come through for all of it. There's a downtown park and affordable housing project in the works, and some ambitious plans for a high-tech business incubator. Lauren Trainanu owns a few buildings downtown and is on the steering committee that's trying to get some of the projects off the ground. Trainanu hopes the projects can lure more people like Belaski.
I'm sure the economic development will help them. The health system, the Springfield Hospital, was built on the shoulders of the machine tool industry in Springfield. Hopefully, if we bring new businesses and new development in downtown, people do need a hospital.
Up on the hill, hospital administrators are working on ways to keep the doors open. While down on Main Street, the business community will continue pushing forward.
Folks, thank you so much for being here this evening. We appreciate you. Continue to mingle and enjoy, and thank you all.
For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Springfield.